Well, today we start the season of Lent. Anyone know what Lent is? Any ideas? Yeah.
It's a countdown to Easter.
A countdown to Easter. That's a good way to put it, Dakota. Yeah. Kind of like Advent leads us to Christmas. Lent is our time of preparing so that when Easter comes, we know what it means. It's kind of a time of cleaning out, of making space and getting rid of what we don't need. And it's a time of remembering that God is the one that we rely on, that we don't rely on our stuff or even on our knowledge. We rely on God who created us. I like to think of it as a time of simplifying life and remembering to breathe, remembering who God is and who we are. So this year, during Lent, during children's time, we are going to look at Psalm 23. And each week, we're going to learn a new part of the psalm. So this is the Deep Blue Bible, which you get here when you go into first grade. And if you open to the middle of your Bible, you usually get to the Psalms. And then we look. They have these nice little headers on the top of the pages. We can use that to find Psalm 23. And our verse today goes, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing." And a lot of people in here probably learned that as, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." That kind of means the same thing. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. I have everything I need. So we're going to talk a little bit today about the difference between a want and a need. Do you know the difference between something you want and something you need? Yeah. Yeah, sometimes we really, really want something, but we don't need it. Is it possible to need something that we don't want? Yeah, like vegetables. Okay, that's a good point. Yeah, thank you, Miles. That's kind of the illustration I was going to use here. Do you need to eat?
Yes.
Yeah, you have to eat to survive. And more specifically, you need calories and you need nutrients in order to live. And usually we need to eat supper, right? We need some food in our bellies at that point of the day. Now, say you've had a day where all day long you've been craving pizza and you sit down at the table and it's a bowl of nice hot vegetable soup. Do you sit down at the table and said, "No, I needed pizza"? You usually don't need it, do you? Yeah, usually we don't need pizza. No, you may say, "I wanted pizza." But maybe the grown-up who put that vegetable soup on the table knows that you had a hot dog for lunch and that you really haven't had your fruits and veggies that day and you really need something like this soup. So the difference between a want and a need. And sometimes we think we need something and it turns out it was more of a want. Or sometimes we want something and it turns out we really did need that. So sometimes they go together and sometimes they don't. Well, God, our good shepherd, cares for us and gives us what we need, even when that's vegetable soup instead of pizza. And I happen to love vegetable soup, so I should say that too. All right, so each week we're going to do something to help us learn the scripture. And Zeph agreed to help out today. So Zeph made up some motions for this week's scripture. And you can all stand up and learn these from Zeph. Go ahead and teach us, bud.
So it's, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing."
Should we try that saying it together? "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing." You all are welcome to do this too if you like. Let's try it again. Lead us again.
"The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing."
We have that? All right. I'm going to, before you leave today, before you go back to your seats, we have two things for you. We have a folder and a piece of coloring page. And each week, you're going to get sometimes a coloring page, sometimes an activity to do. But each of them will have the scripture passage from that week on it, and you can work on those, and then you can put them in your folder. And by the end of Lent, you'll have a book of the 23rd Psalm. And if you miss a Sunday, or for the kids who aren't here today, no problem. This is always going to be on the children's library shelf in the Sunday school hallway, so you can always catch up on what you missed. Okay? All right, so before we do that, let's pray this psalm together again. Can you lead us one more time, Zeph? Ready? Here we go.
The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing.
Amen. All right, you may get a folder and a coloring sheet and head back to your seats. And you have coloring things that you can use in your worship bag.